playing this all week. It is time. It is Friday, the Friday before Sunday's AFC Championship game. It's been 17 years since we've talked about this in this market, and the two of us were talking about it, and this guy was covering it. Jim Wyatt, TitansOnline.com, in a different capacity. He was the beat writer for the newspaper. Yes, there was a newspaper. There's still a newspaper in town, but the Tennessean, that's where Jim was at the time, and getting ready to head to Oakland for the Raiders and Titans matchup. Now it'll be Kansas City. Jim, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Hope you guys are doing well. It's hard to believe how much time has passed. I was a young man when I was back during that day, and I'm not as young as I used to be, but I'm still kicking.
Well, the three of us are not exactly young whippersnappers anymore, and the three of us are still kicking it. So, yeah, and the good news is we're in better place than you right now. Currently, for the next 4 hours, we're sitting in a liquor store. So if all hell breaks loose, we're going to be okay.
That's right. It could be worse places to be.
And it'll be easy for us to, you know, do our shopping right after the show in preparation for Sunday. So let's start with this team health-wise. I look around right now, and I've got to be honest, this time of year, it usually spells trouble, right? You're getting Band-Aids and tape and duct tape and glue, and you're trying to piecemeal everything this time of year when it comes to a football season, if you're playing this late in the season. And dare I say, considering, aren't the Titans in pretty good shape? Is that a fair assessment, or am I off?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're definitely safe to say that because, you know, Adam Humphries is back and practicing for the first time since, you know, the week leading up to the Colts game when he had the ankle injury, and he looked good and trending toward being available. And Jayon Brown's back on the practice field after missing last week with the shoulder injury. You know, obviously the guys on IR, I think I've had to answer the Malcolm Butler question, you know, probably going on 200 times in the last couple of weeks about whether he's eligible to come back from IR, which of course he's not. Cameron Wake's not. Delaney Walker's not. All these guys who are on IR are done for the year, won't be back. But as far as players who are available, Titans are in pretty decent shape, and that's a good sign for this time of year.
There's no doubt about it. And on the other side, Kansas City, man, there's huge question marks about Chris Jones. And if they don't have him, I mean, you know, we don't cover the Chiefs, but we've watched the Chiefs. We've seen the Chiefs come to town earlier this year. We remember Chris Jones in that lineup. He was pretty darn effective. He is one of their best, if not their best player on defense, especially when it comes to the trenches and trying to slow down or stop the run. If he's not in there, man, I think that is a huge check mark or plus for the Titans, don't you think?
Yeah, there's no doubt, because he, you could see him and you know, in that game at Nissan Stadium, just the impact he made, and just he's one of their best players and certainly a disruptive force up front. And you know, there were a lot of questions at the start of this week about his availability. The fact that he has been on the injury report is out the last couple of days in practices is, you know, not a bad development for the Titans. I'm curious to see when their report comes out today what it looks like. But, yeah, if he can't play, that's you know, definitely going to be a loss to Billfield.
I did not feel like we would ever see a running back that I would ever talk in the same breath as Eddie George as long as I was in this business. I just didn't ever expect to do that. And I know his body of work isn't as long as Eddie George was here. But I'll tell you what, Derrick Henry, like I said, I didn't think we would ever see a running back that would wow me and dazzle me and anybody would ever take the place of Eddie George. And I'm not prepared to say he's taken the place of Eddie George, but my goodness, he is pretty darn close. And if he keeps this thing going and this thing rides all the way to Miami, and who knows, I know it's premature, they're not going to say this, but I can say it, and it all ends 3 weeks from now with them winning a Super Bowl, and it's because of him running for about 200 yards every game, he's going to pass everything and everybody. Could you ever imagine seeing a guy take over like Derrick Henry has for this Titans team?
I mean, considering the start of last season, up until about the halfway point of last season, I think a lot of people were talking about him being expendable or whether or not they ought to trade him, and he, or why wasn't he being used more, and, you know, just, you know, about the halfway point of last year, I don't think anybody could say that they saw this coming. And the end of last season, and then what he's done this season, especially being in the playoffs, has been off the charts. I mean, Eddie was fantastic. You know, Chris Johnson was I loved watching him play and the streak he had with the Titans, especially that 2009 season. I still say that's the best season. I mean, there's no question that's the best season any Titan running back has ever had, from a yardage standpoint, just from an electrifying standpoint. But, you know, what Derrick Henry is doing, he's doing it in the biggest games out there. You know, first a wild card round, then a divisional playoff game. Now here we are going to the AFC Championship game. And if I'm with you, Darren, that if he, you know, if they win this weekend and figure out a way to keep this season going, and he is the key cog in making that happen. I mean, he's going to be a legend in these parts. I mean, people love him anyway, a lot of people, because of the Alabama connection, and a lot of Alabama fans in this area. But, you know, he has been nothing short of spectacular, and he's not showing any signs of slowing down, and they got to figure out a way to keep riding him.
Jim White on the line with us from Titans Online. He's the senior editor, and I hate calling him a senior, but, you know, he's been doing this a long time, and that is his title.
It's a compliment.
Yeah, it is a compliment.
In this context.
I hope Jim takes it that way.
I remember I used to see senior attached to people's names, senior writer, this and that, and the first thing I thought of him, this guy is getting old. And so I guess that maybe I need to think of it a different way, but maybe more experienced, maybe.
There you go. That's a good word. I have given up trying to say, well, this team is going to eventually have to kick a field goal to win. You can't keep surviving at this level of play this time of year in the NFL without kicking field goals. I've stopped saying, Ryan Tannehill, if he thinks he's going to be able to throw for, you know, less than 100 yards and the Titans are going to win, I've thrown that out. Can you believe that we're sitting here talking about an AFC Championship game and Ryan Tannehill hasn't had to throw for 100 yards? And the Titans haven't had to kick a field goal in, what, over a month now?
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, I think people, if you just started watching the Titans, and people who have just watched them in the playoffs, think that Ryan Tannehill has been some kind of a, you know, game manager, you know, kind of a complimentary piece. And, you know, all of us know that's not the case. I mean, they've won a lot of games this season because of him. I mean, he started 10 games, I think, in six of them. He threw for over 250 yards. He's got several 300-yard passing games and, you know, led the league in passer rating. I mean, he had a great ending of the season, and they just haven't asked him to do a lot in the postseason just because of the way Henry has been running. Now, he had a big impact on this game last week, even though he threw for less than 100. I mean, that touchdown pass to Cleve Raymond was well-timed and on the money. The touchdown pass to Jonnu Smith was, you know, gave him an opportunity to catch it when nobody else could. You know, he had a tough run at the goal line. He's done his part. He just hasn't been asked to do a lot. But if someone would have told me they'd have won these two games with him throwing for less than 100, I'd have said no way. And then the kicking thing, I mean, it's almost become a running joke now. I mean, Mike Vrabel was talking even at the press conference yesterday about how they just practice extra points in practice now. They didn't try to kick practice field goals. But that's a testament to just how good this team's been in the red zone and scoring touchdowns when they get down there. I think that's going to have to happen for this team to keep winning, especially on Sunday.
Jim, did you ever find out the answer specifically of where this ranks? Four consecutive games without trying a field goal?
Yeah, I mean, I have not found that answer, and that's, I'm glad you remind me of that, because I need to run that up the flagpole. I mean, it's pretty crazy. You know, this guy's been on the roster since late in the season, still hasn't kicked a field goal. So, you know, I've watched him in practice, and I've watched him in pregame. He's been good. I mean, he just never gets a chance
yeah.
in games. But, I mean, he is, I think it's 15 of 15 on extra points, which are, you know, those extra points are not chip shots anymore. I mean, they're, so, I mean, he's proven that he can be accurate, but, you know, one of these days you figure he's going to be called in to action and going to need to make a kick.
Oh, there's no question, and it's not a reflection on him. You're right, because he has not had to try one, so a lot has to happen for that to be the case. But you think about it, they haven't made a field goal in six games, and I would have to think, Jim, you'd have to go back a long way to the days of the straight-on kickers to where you could potentially get to a Super Bowl making, what is it, how many have they made on the season, nine, something like that? I mean, it's a very low number. I mean, that's got to be unprecedented.
Yeah, I can't remember a season that's been like this. And this is the team that has, you know, the running joke used to be that this is, you know, you play for 3 points. That was, you know, Jeff Fisher Bowl. And any coach that's come along has had to you know, deal with that. I'm looking through the stat sheet now to see if I can locate it real quick just to tell you the exact number. I think it is maybe 8 of 18. Off
yeah.
the top of my head, but I mean, they haven't been very good, and they've gone through a lot of kickers this year, and I think they have found the right guy for it. But again, the hope is that you don't need them. I mean, it'd be a great life if you can.
Well, you hope when they are asked to need to make a field goal that they can do that. It didn't. The fortunate thing is that the struggles they had early in the season did not cost them a chance to get into the tournament, and now they have completely overcome it. And so we'll look it up on our end as well. But
it's 8 of 18.
Eight of 18. I'd have to believe. Has anybody ever been to the Super Bowl or even to a championship game making that few field
eight
goals?
Field goals.
Yeah. You probably have to go back to the 1960s.
19 games.
Yeah, 1 of 6 for Suckup, 4 of 9 for Santos, 3 of 3 for Parkey, and then Greg Joseph, 0 of 0. So but boy, it's a good. I mean, it's not a problem. I was going to say it's a good problem to have. It's not a problem when your kicker's not kicking. I mean, it's a problem when you're missing them. The 8 of 18 is not obviously not very good, but the fact that they're scoring so many times in the red zone, scoring touchdowns, just makes life easier on everybody.
Well, and one thing that's come along, Jim, and it doesn't get talked as much because Henry has been such a phenomenon, but the continuity of the offensive line, which, boy, we used to spend a lot of time talking about on our show, and I'm sure we're not the only show that was doing it, but going back to the preseason and the suspension of Taylor Lewan and Nate Davis's absence, it looked like he was missing. Like, where was he? I think the term he was on a milk carton was used for a while. Then all of a sudden, here we go, fast forward to today, you've got five guys that are really clicking, along with the committee at tight end, the emergence of Kari Blasingame. It is really amazing how the guys blocking for Derrick Henry have come together.
There's no doubt. I mean, they've been solid. You know, they've moved the line of scrimmage. I think what's so impressive is that people know what's coming. I mean, people know the Titans are going to run the football, and they're stacking the box, and they're still having success. I mean, this is not – you know, the Houston Astros sneaking around trying to steal signals in a back room and trying to take advantage of that. This is a team that's saying, hey, we're coming right at you. You got to figure out a way to stop us. There's nothing sneaky about it. There's no cheating going on. This is just, hey, we're playing hard-nosed football. You got to stop us. And it starts with the O-line. You mentioned Blasingame. I think he's been really good. Henry has just been a load. You just can't give him the ball enough, and they just got a mentality that, hey, we're lining up and coming at you, and you got to figure out a way to stop us. And I couldn't resist with the Astros.
I was going to say that I felt a Dodger blue coming through there with those comments. I felt a little Dodgers coming through there. I really did.
Oh man, that's a whole other story. We'll have to get Jim on the show to not talk football one time.
Hey,
we'll try to delve into that.
We'll have Matt Beatty on at 12:45 today.
Very nice, very nice. We'll get his thoughts on this. Oh boy,
a little radio tease there.
Well, Jim, I want to ask you one more because just the mentality. There's no question that anytime you're playing Patrick Mahomes, it's got to strike fear into you. You know, he's got that air of, you know, I don't know that you can stop this guy. You have to try to slow him down. find a way to scrape your claw and scratch your way into maybe getting a tip ball or a mistake, something to take advantage of. But it's got to scare the Chiefs equally as much of not only what Derrick Henry is doing, but what he has already done to them in previous games, and also that if there's a weakness on the Chiefs, it is their run defense. They have not been a good run-stopping team for a couple of years now.
Yeah, and I think that's, you got to use a formula like you did in the Week 10 matchup to beat them. I mean, I love Patrick Mahomes. He's probably my favorite quarterback going in the NFL right now as far as watching them. You know, outside of this building, guys that are leading the Titans. But, I mean, he's just a fun guy to watch. He can sling it around, throw a, just a missile downfield, hit guys in stride. He keeps plays alive. He's just got such a positive energy to him. But you can beat him because you can play. I mean, he threw for 446 yards and three touchdowns against the Titans and lost back in Week 10. So, I mean, that sounds crazy, but, he can have success and you can still win, and that's by running the football and limit his possessions. It's by, making plays on special teams. It's by, having success in the red zone and, again, not kicking field goals, scoring touchdowns and kicking extra points. And you just can't let him keep the momentum going like what happened last week with the Texans. I mean, the Texans just imploded, and they kept having short possessions, or they turned the ball over, and it seemed like Patrick Mahomes, you couldn't keep him off the field. And when he does that, he's gonna eat you up. And they got so many weapons where they can score. But if the Titans can run it and control the clock and take advantage of some of the strengths they have and the weaknesses that the Chiefs have, then you can stay in this game and make plays to win it late. And I think if you're the Titans, that's what you got to figure out a way to do. Patrick, you're not going to shut Patrick Mahomes down, but if you can limit his success and make plays on your own, then you've got a shot to win and go to the Super Bowl.
When are you guys leaving, Jim?
Leaving tomorrow about midday, and I've kind of paid attention to the weather. It looks like it's better by tomorrow. People that are flying into Kansas City today,
not good,
having trouble. Yeah, because I've seen they've shut down all the nonstop flights, direct flights from Nashville, Kansas City. So,
well, we have an update. You know why?
What is the update?
A plane slid off the runway in Kansas City today due to the weather.
Yeah, that's not good.
That is not good.
Better. Yeah, so, I mean, I think Sunday it looks clear and high around 22, 23 degrees, low that night, 6. I mean, I'm expecting wind chills in the teens. And, Titans have played in colder conditions than that there. I've been in colder conditions than that there. So, so you just got to show up and play. And I think the Titans are built to win in this weather. I mean, with Henry and the defense and the momentum that they have over the last several weeks. I mean, I think Titans are in a good position going in, but you're going to have to play well to win.
Are there any birthdays that we need to know about? Derrick Henry did well on his birthday. Corey Davis caught a nice touchdown from Derrick Henry on his birthday. Any birthdays on Sunday?
No birthdays on Titans. I've seen on Twitter, you can find anything on Twitter that somebody has thrown out there that is Dolly Parton's birthday on Sunday. So,
okay.
So when Dolly did,
that'll work.
She played, kind of did the intro for the NFL draft. So she's got, she's football-esque. Hey, you can take what you can get.
That may be a reach, but we'll go for it. That's good. I like it. Jim, remember, Matt Beatty at 12:45. If you're not doing anything, you can hear a little bit about your Dodgers. Thanks for doing this as always, and enjoy the game on Sunday in Kansas City. Hope we continue talking about this team for the next 2 weeks.
Hope so. Dolly Parton working 9 to 5. The Titans need to work from 2 to 5. That kickoff at 2, that game will be at 5. So work from 2 to 5 on Sunday and get to the Super Bowl.
Folks, you can't get that anywhere else but this show. Jim, thank you as always.
All right. Have a good one.
Jim Wyatt, senior editor, TitansOnline.com. I'm not kidding. A plane slid off the runway in Kansas City. So that is
that'll
not
slow
good.
Things down.
So in all seriousness,
safety first.
If you are traveling, and a lot of you are today, you need to be checking the flight patterns and schedules to Kansas City, because it does not look good that you're getting out of Nashville via BNA today. All right, we will come back with more of Darren, Donnick, and Chase on the other side. ESPN 102.5 The Game.